Tulkkaan Heikki Mattilan puheen englanniksi. In the name of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. For my sermon, I shall read the word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 43 to the end of the chapter. The words are in Jesus' name as follows. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "You believe I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Holy Father, sanctify us in thy truth. For thy word is the eternal truth. Amen. These summer services have also been organized so that we can preach repentance and preach the forgiveness of sins. And we call those on the outside to hear and to follow, to accept this gospel and to believe it. And these summer services are not organized in vain. I am reminded of something. What the psalm writer wrote regarding the events of old days. He mentions them and says, and I remember an event which was not as old as the events recorded by the psalm writer, but on Sunday it will be exactly 30 years since this military flight academy was used as the place for holding summer services in Kauhava. And at that time, the motto was "Come and see." And those services were not organized in vain. My good friend visited the services all 4 days. He went by taxi and he listened to services there. And in the evening, the taxi man took him back. And in the morning, the taxi picked him up again. This man, a good friend of mine, called me on Wednesday and said, "I have something to say. Could you come and visit them?" So I and one brother went there to his house. He said, "You did good when you came here." He was a godly, as the Bible says, he gave alms and was a godly man. This is what he said. For 4 days, I have been in the midst of God's kingdom. There were young people, there were little children, there were people of all ages, older ones. And God's word was preached there. The pure word of God was preached there. He said he had been in the midst of the kingdom of God, but he said he was not inside of it. And that is why he invited you guys. That is why he said he invited them, because he wanted to be within the kingdom of God. We preached him the forgiveness of all of his sins in Jesus' name and atoning blood, his unbelief and all else, and he promised to believe. And now, today, he is in the summer services of heavenly light. So the seven services were not organized without a benefit, without purpose, without use. I'm reminded of Jesus' activity, Jesus' work when he speaks about those 99 lambs, sheep that he left and went and looked for the one. This is how God searches for his sheep from the midst of the world. God sends his own. He calls and he sends. We read in our text how Jesus calls or invites Philip. He had already called Andreas and Peter and the sons of Zebedee. He was calling his disciples to become his disciples. And so he continues to call for people to join this grace. Here in our service program, it says, Nathaniel sat in the shade of a fig tree and contemplated the promises of God regarding Christ. He knew the writings of God, and he was aware of what Christ was like. But his pondering was suddenly interrupted when his friend from Bethsaida, Philip, approaches him. Philip has some news. He had found Christ, Jesus of Nazareth. Nathanael asks, "Can anything good come from there?" "Impossible. How could something good come from the wretched neighboring town of Nazareth, let alone Christ?" Philip does not start to argue. Instead, he relates what he has seen and experienced. And it was so. That's how it was. About half a year ago, we were remembering the birth of Christ in the Judean land of Bethlehem. It had been revealed and announced in the Bible that in those areas, and God revealed it, we sang in that hymn, he was born as a human being from a pure virgin. God revealed to Mary through an angel that you will become pregnant and give birth to a boy. Jesus was born there in Bethlehem. But now the text we just read brought us 30 years forward. When Jesus begins his work, in the beginning of this Gospel of John, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And John continues and says, "It was the true light which enlightened every person coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world did not know him." And then it says, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." So we as children of God who have accepted him, many of us have ended up on the way of a prodigal son or daughter, but we have been saved. God has called us. We have been able to believe the forgiveness of our sins through the living gospel in Jesus' name and blood. There are many of us here. There are many of you here who have been able to be preserved in the precious childhood faith. And this gospel is the power through which you have been able to be preserved in faith. I am reminded of my own youth time, Listen up, dear young people. I was not a believer when I was young. I was a child of the world. I was in the world. Listen, the enemy of soul might tempt you. He might make you enticed with the world's temptations, but don't believe it. Do not be led astray. Do not deny your living faith. I can tell you from experience that the floor in the world is cold. There is no forgiveness at all outside of God's kingdom. Even though you feel the enticements of the devil here of the world, and it may feel difficult to be here, nevertheless, don't leave. Believe all of your sins and doubts of the youth time forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. It is the power of God for each one of us unto salvation. That enemy of souls, he has a wonderful memory. Now, he even whispers to me when and says, "Do you remember this or that? Do you consider yourself do you really consider yourself to be a believer?" The enemy of God has such a good memory that he recalls those sins you did in unbelief. God does not believe them after they are forgiven in the name and blood of his Son. Therefore, it pays to continue with the flock of God. It says here that Jesus called Philip. And Philip believed and started following him. And I remember when my dear wife preached the forgiveness of sins to me, she had first received forgiveness. I remember how the peace of God descended upon my heart. That's when it became clear that when Jesus was there at the well in Sychar, he spoke with that sinful woman, and that woman believed her sins forgiven. And then related, and she reported about her joy, and people came there. So this issue, this matter, when Jesus says, "Whoever drinks this water, which I give, he will become a fountain of living water." That's what happened to us. I have told people that the gospel was preached to me. And when I had been a child of God for 4 hours, 4 hours after I had received the forgiveness of sins, I became, or she became, a spring of living water. We children of God are springs of living water. We are exactly the same as these disciples. We are ready and willing to share the message of grace with those who have not yet received it. We are ready to encourage those under the temptations of sins, to encourage the brother or sister who is struggling. This is what Paul says to those doubting believers in Rome. He said, "The word is in your mouth and in your heart. It is the word of faith that we preach." That is how it is, brothers and sisters. This living gospel is in our mouth. It is in our hearts. That's what we preach, just like Jesus instructed these disciples of his. For example, at the end of the chapter, Luke writes that then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, and it was necessary for Christ to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And we preach in his name, we preach repentance in his name and the forgiveness of sins to all nations, beginning with Jerusalem." This is how we preach of the power of God. After we have been able to believe our own sins forgiven, today the words of Jesus become true. This sermon will also go far to the ends of the earth. Every sermon preached here will reach the ends of the earth. There are translators who are translating or interpreting. Development has gone so much forward. I remember in the olden days, there was one booth in the back for English, one booth in the back for French, and perhaps one for German. This is how God organizes these things. We have been able to hear regarding mission work that it reaches the ends of the earth. There are people on the distant ends of the earth who have received the grace of repentance. They have been, after they have been invited, brothers have been sent there to serve. That is how the kingdom of God is so amazing. And so it was for Nathanael. When Philip is excited and he comes up and says, "We have found the ones which Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." He responds in a rational way and says, "Can anything good come from there?" But Philip does not set about arguing with him or saying anything. He just said, "Come and see. Come and see this Jesus." And so Nathanael left. Jesus saw as Nathanael was approaching, and he said, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." This was a marvelous sermon, or an amazing sermon about Nathanael. So he says, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you." How comforting these words are to the children of God today. Here at Summer Services, Jesus sees us here. He knows his own. He knows each one of us. And Jesus even knows an unbeliever who has questions about God's word. And Jesus wishes to invite. He is in our midst through his Spirit. Jesus invites, he calls people to repent. How important it would be that a person who is listening and hearing the word, hearing the invitation, he would humble himself to repentance and repent. We would preach unbelief and all other sin forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. The Bible says there are no other name which gives us salvation. So it is. It's precious that the gospel of the kingdom of God can still be preached in the midst of our state church. Some people have asked, why do you Lestadians continue to stay in the church as the church's, state church's teaching differs from God's word? I was given the understanding to say that we are the salt. We demonstrate the value of the Word of God and want to present it exactly as it is. We hold God's Word in high regard, just as Jesus taught. Somehow it's a joyful thing, and I almost wish to have tears of joy when young ordained ministers are ordained into the ministry. It's not a small or trivial matter. So they are able to carry out the word of the work of the kingdom of God, and so we should fold our hands and pray for them, to grant them courage and strength to preach the gospel and call people to the kingdom of God. Those people who come to church and attend these gatherings. So that's the way it is. There are a lot of people, even in Vimpeli, who are on their deathbed and have received the grace of repentance before dying. They have not attended services. They have attended church, the state church, and in some parish events, they have learned where the way to heaven is, how a person is able to become believing and how to get to heaven. Dear brothers, keep this in mind in that work and in that mission. It's a great gift from God for the national church to have believing workers. Our God is great when he continues to love mankind this way and us children of God. That man, Nathaniel, he believed when he saw Jesus. He wanted to believe. We who are on the journey, we are still in the midst of temptations, doubts, and sin attaches to us. So believe all of your sins and doubts and temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and atoning blood. Dear young people, do not put away faith, but believe your sins forgiven. And that is how we are saved, through the power of this gospel. One day we shall enter heaven, and we will see even greater things. Even Nathaniel was able to see great things. He was able to see how Jesus rose into heaven after he had blessed them. We are on the way to heaven. Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us still believe today, our sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. We don't know anything about tomorrow. The Word of God teaches us that we are the children of God. And when He appears after time has ended, then we will become like Him. God is good when He gives us the ability to come together for summer services. There are many of large families here. There are many temptations and difficulties to be able to attend these services, but isn't it good to be here at services? The children enjoy it. I remember my own children. The children enjoy these services, and they are able to be here under God's grace, under God's word. And so, dear fathers and mothers, you may have much to struggle with, many temptations, but God will give you strength. These are seedlings of heaven. They are in the kingdom of God, so to speak. So God will give you the strength. And then it was said here, verily, truly, I will tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. This is how Jesus encouraged them, and He wishes to encourage you. Perhaps you're tired. Perhaps you're struggling with temptations. He encourages you to believe only your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Feeling myself so unsuitable before God and before you, brothers and sisters, full of temptations, I ask, can I believe all of my sins and doubts forgiven? I wish to believe together with you, believe you all the same, your sins forgiven, and one day we shall enter heaven in Jesus' name, an ever-blessed name. Amen.